Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Cliff Inico. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is his website. He's an attorney helping small business owners with their legal issues, their legal and business issues as well. He's a unique resource. And Cliff, I'm glad we have you. I wish there were more of you. There aren't that many attorneys who really specialize in small business around the country, and there needs to be more of you.
Well, thank you. I mean, I agree with you too. I hear that from a lot of people too, that there aren't that many people who do what I do out there. You know, and it's hard because there are a lot of attorneys out there, but they don't know how to boil their stuff down to what's
really important. That's right.
You know, and that's really what you're paying them for. You're not paying them to read the law. You could do that as well as anybody else.
Well, I had a deal one time with another person, another business owner, and we were going to do a simple deal, and we were both happy with it, and we were going to write it up real simple, and so I gave it to an attorney, and I said, would you make sure that this is right? Well, by the time he got through with it, the other person saw it and said, well, I guess I better show this to my attorney. And the deal never happened, you know. And there is a way to make it binding without making it long, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and basically, here's the bottom line on this stuff, Jim. Whenever you're thinking about getting a non-compete from someone, talk to an attorney and focus really on what's really important to you. What is it that you really need to prevent that person from doing? You know, and don't be afraid to spell it out a little bit. So, for example, there's something called a non-solicitation agreement, which says thou shalt not solicit, you know, our customers or our employees for the purpose of engaging in a competing business. Now, that doesn't prohibit the person from going out and starting a competing business.
Right.
What it does prohibit him from doing is raiding your people and your customers and sending them letters saying, you know, we'll do it for 50% off, you know, for the first year.
And you can also say you can't take my customer list to your new employer.
Bingo, exactly. Make it specific to the thing that you're really worried about and the thing that is reasonable, and the courts are much more likely to enforce those.
Restricted parameters, reasonable parameters, and what you just said is really important.
On your geography and watch your geography. People will not travel more than 10 miles to go to a liquor store. They will not travel more than 20 miles to go to a gym.
Right.
That gives you some ideas of what if you're going to do a non-compete, focus very specifically on the geographic limitation.
Is it important to have some kind of quid pro quo for this? In other words, more than just employment, you recognize that you're a well-paid member of my staff, and you recognize that part of your job as a senior well-paid member of my staff comes with these restrictions. Can you say things like that?
Yeah, the answer is yes, as long as it doesn't make it, you know, a 30-page document and you go crazy with stuff. You know, and also to be, you know, be careful about what you consider, you know, confidential information. You know, things that everybody knows in your neighborhood is not confidential information. You know, focus on the things that are really important. So if you're hiring a web designer, you really don't have to go crazy saying that he will not disclose your computer code or anything like that. I mean, you know, you have to be a little bit reasonable here. You cannot prevent that person from doing, you know, a website for another similar company.
Can you also say whatever you develop on my behalf as an employee of mine it belongs to the company? Can you also include that?
Yes, you can absolutely do that. In fact, that's essential if you're doing business with a 1099 person, an independent contractor.
Ah.
You're treating somebody as an independent contractor. You got to get that in writing. There's an old Supreme Court case from the 1980s that says that an independent contractor, if they create something for your business, they own it, even though you pay for it, unless they assign it over to you in writing. And that has to be in writing. If you're doing business with a 1099 person and they're creating like a website or something like that, all that intellectual property, they have to specifically assign it to you in writing, or else they continue to own it even though you pay them for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, Cliff, this has been
losses than, yep.
This has been fascinating. You've really illuminated us a lot. I've learned a lot from you today, and I've been down this road a few times before.
Well, we've got to stay in touch because things keep changing. It's achievinginyourbusiness.com is where you find out about all this.
Check it out, folks. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Cliff, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet, buddy.
We'll see you next time. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.